Dynamic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of the coins of Confucius. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the magic detective.
My, but that's a wealthy sound, Blackstone. Don't tell me you're going to do a trick without borrowing money from me.
I could with these magic coins.
Boy, are they magic. Don, those coins once told him who stole the pearl pendant of the Dowager Empress of China.
The coins told him? How?
Well, I said they were magic coins.
Well, I don't see how coins could lead you to a thief. Not unless he left a trail of them behind him, and, well, that doesn't sound too likely.
You better tell him how it happened, Blackstone.
Well, one day, not so long ago, I received a call from my old friend, Dr. Morlin, the curator of the museum. The priceless pearl pendant was missing.
It's gone, Blackstone. There isn't a sign of it.
Well, could someone have walked right out of the museum with it?
I thought that at first, but it's impossible. I saw the pendant in the case myself. 10 minutes later, I went back, and it had vanished.
In 10 minutes, anyone could have stolen it and left the museum.
No, they couldn't. It was just before closing time, and the museum was practically empty. The doorman testified that no one left the building during that time.
There was no other exit?
None.
Then it must have been an inside job. That's the only explanation.
That's what I'm afraid of. Could you come over and see what you could find out?
Be over right away. Goodbye, Morland. Get your hat and coat, Rhoda. We're going to the museum.
What's up? Has something gone wrong over there, or is this a sightseeing trip?
Something's gone wrong. Plenty wrong. Come on. Well, now, tell me, Morland. Have all your employees been with you a long time?
Years.
Has anything ever been missing before?
Nothing. Not once in the 20 years that I've been here.
There's no one you suspect?
Well, there is a man named Glidden.
Yes.
I haven't anything against him, you understand. I just don't cotton to him, that's all.
What does he do?
He's a guard.
Oh.
Does he guard the room where the pendant was kept?
No, he doesn't. He's a relief guard. Takes over any room in the museum when a guard is sick or during a lunch hour.
Sort of a roving ambassador, is that it?
Well, I suppose you might call it that.
He would have access to all the rooms, then.
That's right. But I don't want you to think that I have any reason for suspecting Glidden. I haven't. It's purely a personal thing. He and I don't click.
Had any run-ins with him?
A few. None important, though.
Who else could have gotten into the room beside Glidden?
Without being noticed, that is.
Smedley. He's the regular guard there, and Kramer, the head guard, and Louis, the janitor. That's all.
None of those four men have left the building since the theft, have they?
No. You see, they realize that one of the four stole the pendant, and they're all anxious to have the thief caught, so they will be cleared.
You mean three of them are anxious, don't you, Dr. Morland?
I beg your... Oh, yes, of course.
Well, then, since none of the men have left the building, the jewel must still be here.
That's right.
You've searched the museum?
Of course. But in a place as big as this, it would take us weeks and weeks to cover the ground thoroughly.
Yes, of course.
And even then, there might be nooks and crannies we might miss.
Yes, you're quite right.
I suppose I will have to call in the police. I hate to do that. It wouldn't do my record any good if this got out.
Well, there's one thing we can try, Morland, that the police can't.
What do you mean?
We can try to solve the crime by magic.
Oh, come now, Blackstone. I called you in for your advice, not to give a performance.
Let the maestro try what he has in mind, Dr. Morland. It might work, you know.
Well, it can't hurt to try. What is your scheme,
Blackstone? Well, let me see. Those coins over there, they're Chinese, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're very old coins.
Yes.
Could they be old enough to have belonged to Confucius?
Well, there is a slight possibility that they might have. A very slight possibility.
They did belong to Confucius. At least, that's our story.
Oh, but I...
Don't disturb the boss when he's making with the magic, Dr. Moreland. He knows what he's doing.
I hope so.
Call the foreman in, will you, Moreland? Rhoda, hand me the coins.
Here you are.
I'll get the men.
What's your plan, Blackstone?
You'll see soon enough, Rhoda.
Will it work?
I hope so, for my friend Moreland's sake.
Here are the men, Blackstone.
Oh, good evening. Won't you all sit down, please?
What's the idea? You a dick?
In a way. I prefer to call myself a magician.
What are you going to do, ask us more questions?
No. These little coins I have here in my hand will tell me all the answers I want to know.
What are you driving at, mister?
These coins once belonged to that great sage Confucius, and they're supposed to be endowed with magic powers.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
What do the coins do?
I will ask the coins a question. Then I will hand each of you men a little pile of them. You will hold the pile in your hands, and when you give the pile back to me, the coins will tell me the whole story of the pearl pendant.
You're nuts.
I've been told that before. Nevertheless, it hasn't failed yet, and I see no reason why it should now.
Coins. Coins of Confucius. Who stole the pendant? Who stole the pendant? Now, men, I will have my assistant hand each of you a pile of coins. There will be a different number of coins in each pile. The person with the greatest number of coins will be the one who stole the pendant. Simple, isn't it?
If it works.
It will. All right, Rhoda, hand the coins around.
The usual way?
That's right, the usual way.
Okay. Here are yours, and yours, and yours. A little stack for you, Glidden. There's a boss. They've all got coins.
Now hold the coins between your hands or look at them, whichever you wish. The only thing you must do is separate. Go over to the window or the door or somewhere. Make sure no one else can see how many coins you have. That's right. Now the magic is working. I can feel it. I can feel the magic working. All right, Rhoda. Collect the coins, bringing each pile to me as you receive it from the men.
Right. Here's one pile from Smedley, is that right?
That's right.
Now I will count your coins, Smedley. One, two, three, four, five. You had five coins.
Here are Louis, Blackstone.
One, two, three, four, five.
And Kramer's.
One, two, three, four, five.
And now may I have yours, Gooden?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Four. That's funny. You only had four coins, Gooden.
Yeah, that's right. Looks like your trick didn't work this time, mister. Unless the three men over there are working together.
That's possible to your way of thinking, perhaps.
Sure it is.
Grab Glidden, Moreland. He's your thief.
Well, I don't get it.
Oh, it was simple.
Well, that's what you always say. Come on, tell me.
Well, there were exactly the same number of coins in each pile. Glidden didn't know that, of course, so not taking any chances, he palmed one of his coins. That's all there was to it.
Well, it is simple now you explain it. How about explaining another trick to us, Blackstone? Have you got one?
Yes, Don. A coin trick. I have some coins in each hand. Do you hear them?
Who couldn't, the way you're jingling them?
Oh, just for that, Rhoda, I'll work the trick on you and really fool you.
Go right ahead and try.
All right. In one hand, I have coins that total an even amount.
And in the other?
The coins in the other hand total an odd amount.
And which am I to pick, the odd or the even?
Either, Rhoda, only you won't pick it.
You mean, if I say odd, I can't pick the hand with odd number of coins?
Odd or even, left hand or right, you're sure to miss, whichever you choose.
Oh, I'll have to see that. I'll take odd.
But you're going to get the even.
I'll pick odd, and I'll pick the right hand.
Sure you don't want the left?
Suppose I do take the left.
Here it is, take it.
You can't fool me that easy. I'll still take the right.
Is that final?
I'll say the odd coins are in the right hand.
Sorry, Rhoda, you get the even. Look, just count this money for yourself.
10, 15, 20 cents.
Yes?
Yeah, that's even. You were right. Hey, but wait.
What is it, Rhoda?
Maybe the coins in the other hand are even, too.
Want to add them up?
Yeah.
There they are.
10, 20, 30, 35. Well, that's an odd number.
So you see, Rhoda, you had a free choice of odd or even, yet you couldn't pick the one you wanted.
Well, maybe you were just lucky, or I was just unlucky.
No, that isn't it. This is one trick that will always work. If you can't figure it out, I'll try it on Don and prove it.
Well, let me think for a minute.
All right, Rhoda. Go ahead. All right, Rhoda. How are you doing with the odd and even coin trick?
I'm not doing at all.
Shall I try it on Don?
Well, I think that'll help.
It certainly will, particularly if the trick works in reverse.
Well, what do you mean, works in reverse?
Well, just watch and maybe you'll see.
You have an even amount of coins in one hand.
And an odd amount in the other?
That's right. Now, Don, which do you want? Odd or even?
Well, I'll take even.
But you're going to get odd no matter which hand you pick.
Now, give me the left hand.
Too bad, Don. You get the odd. Here, count the coins in my left hand. There's only three of them.
Dime and two nickels. Yes, there's only three coins.
And here in my other hand are four coins. An even number.
Three dimes and a nickel. Four coins. You're right, Blackstone. Those coins are even.
Say.
What's that, Rhoda? Rhoda has just caught on.
But I haven't. How did you do it, Blackstone?
Well, I'll explain it. In one hand, I have a dime and two nickels. Those three coins are an odd number. Three.
But they add up to an even amount of money. 20 cents.
And in my other hand, I have three dimes and a nickel. An even number of coins. Four coins.
But those four coins add up to an odd amount, 35 cents.
Well, say, no matter which I wanted, odd or even.
You were sure to get the other, Don, just like I did.
That's why the trick is sure to work. Odd or even, it doesn't matter. I can make either bunch of coins come out either way. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of murder on stage and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.